Rav Hirsch continues to explain the symbolism of the Korban Tamid, elaborating and explaining that the Korban Oila, which is offered totally on the Mizbeach, none of it's eaten by the Kohanim, none of it's eaten by the Yisraelim, it's an elevation offering. In putting the entire animal on the Mizbeach, we pledge our striving forwards towards the lofty heights of destiny. When is this Korban offered up? Being Harabayim. Literally means the two interminglings of day and night. The interval between the moment when night already mingles with day and when day is still mingled with night, which is a reference to the afternoon. How much is offered up of the mincha? Asir sa'efa, which corresponds to the oimer of the man, i.e. the daily nutritional requirements of one individual. And the idea of a mincha is always a gift offering through which the giver acknowledges the receiver to be the master of his destiny and testifies the giver's subservience and dependence. That's what a mincha is. It's a tribute. Where in giving it, you're showing that you're submitting. In fact, when it comes to the context of Korbanos, the idea of a mincha is an allegiance offering. It's interesting they make a reference here to Har Sinai. Because in Yechezkel, the upper part of the altar is directly called Harkel, the mountain of Hashem. Hashem enters into our midst when he revealed the Torah to us at Har Sinai. Do you realize what that means? We are recreating Har Sinai on the Mizbeach. Har Sinai is already in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, when it's referred to in these psukim, Oilas Tomid Ha'asuya Bahar Sinai, Har Sinai is a reference to the Mizbeach itself. The Oila, the elevation offering, the Mincha, the tribute, given over to the Eish on the Mizbeach, the fire on the Mizbeach, is our ever-renewed devotion to the Eish Oichla Bahar Sinai, the fire of Har Sinai. The Torah was given in fire on the mountain. And the idea is that we carry it with us and we take it with us into the Beis HaMikdash every single day, giving ourselves over to Hashem. A reach. Reach is a smell or a faint intimation of something. Just like an odor, a sniff, makes known the presence of an object from a distance. Nichoach is the fulfillment or a satisfaction to the will of another. Putting this together, this means something so beautiful. The offering of korbanos of sacrifices in itself is not a satisfaction of the will of Hashem. It's not about the animals. It's much deeper than that. It's an intimation, it's a reach, a symbolic expression of that satisfaction, whereby bringing the korban we symbolically pledge to accomplish through the life we will lead by going according to the will of Hashem. This is the point. This is why the Navi can turn round to Klal Yisrael and say, Lama li rov zivcheichem? I don't need your korbanos. You're missing the point. If it's just the external offering of animals, Hashem doesn't need animals. The point is that it's meant to stir something within us. It's meant to be a reality check within us. It's meant to motivate us, to draw us closer. That's the idea of a korban. Understanding the symbolism. These are messages we're meant to be connecting to on a daily basis, twice a day.